Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, beloved, to Prospering in the Psalms with Dr. Bonetta. We are live in the great city of Detroit. We send our greetings and our blessings to you and your household. Grab your Bible, grab something to write with, something to write on. For the next 30 minutes, we are live. We want you to be a part of what God is doing in this season. That's right, beloved. This is day 3 of 150 days in the Psalms. We're not just reading the Psalms, but we're standing on God's word and promises for prosperity in our lives. So grab your sword, grab that word, grab something to write on, something to write with as we share with you. Maybe you want a prayer. Maybe you have a question or a comment. We have a live number that you can call in, and it's 1-347-945-6272. For those that are a part of my Facebook family, post it, repost it, share it. Those that are listening in and follow me through Twitter, we want you to tweet it out. Let everyone know we are live for the next 30 minutes as we continue to prosper in the Psalms. We're going to be prospering in every aspect of our lives. As 3 John says, beloved, above all things, I pray that you prosper and be in good health. This is day 3. We jump started on August the 1st, the first day of August. August representing the month of new beginning, new start, new birth, new creation. Oh, beloved, God is speaking to us in this time and season. Behold, for I do a new thing in your life today. And then on yesterday, our second day We shared with you out of Psalms 35:27. Beloved, we know through God's word, he said he takes great pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And so Psalms 118, verse 25, we pray, Lord, Lord God, send prosperity now. If you did not have an opportunity to be with us live, it is in our catalog. It is in our archive. You can go back 24/7 and listen to those podcasts. You will be blessed. You will be strengthened. You will be empowered. You will be inspired. And you will be encouraged. I highly recommend that you go in and you listen to our podcast over and over and over again until you get God's promises, God's blessing of prosperity in your life. It is a new season, beloved. We're laying down and going forward, putting away from us anything that is not of God for our lives. And so today, our third day, I am excited. We're going to be looking at Psalms 1. Psalms 1. I want to read it for you. And as we did yesterday, I want to continue to look at words that are related to prosperity. That's why you have to go in and listen to day 2. I gave you a whole list of words that represent the different aspects of prosperity. I call it circles of prosperity. Circles of prosperity, which include blessings and glory and success and favor and goodness and riches and abundance, wealth, peace, fatness, flourishing, gold, silver, rewards, multiply, treasure, plenty, increase, benefit, bountiful, promotion, fruitfulness, enlarge, and largeness. These are just words that are related to the different aspects of prosperity. And so yesterday I shared with you also 5 words, the Hebrew words that are key words that are related, that relate to prosperity. I don't have time to go back and repeat all of them, but beloved, 24/7 you can go to the podcast and download and listen in and be blessed and encouraged and inspired. So let us go and read our Psalms for today here on Prospering in the Psalms with Dr. Manetta. Amen. Psalms 1. Psalms 1, and the key verse that we will be reading is verse 3. But I want to read 1, 2, and 3 for your hearing. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Key verse number 3. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Amen. That's the word of God for God's people this day. And just as a declaration for us today, we decree and declare that whatever I do shall prosper. In Jesus' name, amen. Whatever I do shall prosper. Amen. So, beloved, in our time today, as we look at some key points out of this particular passage of Scripture for your consideration, as we continue for 150 days, August 1st through December 31st, 150 days of prospering in the Psalms, through the Psalms. And if you continue this journey, beloved, God is standing on his word, standing on his promises, which are yea and amen, toward you and me. He changes not. His word changes not. I'm so excited that God, by the power of his Holy Spirit, spoke this in my spirit, that not only will we look at using Blog Talk Radio, but other social media platforms, as I shared, probably the first week or so, we will continue to do the Blog Talk Radio. But we want to utilize all the various social media platforms. Facebook, that's how you can help us. Share it. We want to utilize Pinterest. Share it. We want to utilize Twitter. Share it. LinkedIn. So people all around the world can hear about the promises of God in pertaining to his prosperity for our lives. Amen. 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 So we can make it go viral if you help us out. Amen. And so I want to give us our words for today. Our words for today, as we continue to look at prospering through the Psalms. These particular definition of key words, they are related to prosperity. And so one of our words for today is shalom. Shalom. S-H-A-L-O-M. Shalom. And we see shalom being used in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7. See, I'm giving you a little homework, those that may be listening in for the first time. When you go back and listen to day 2, I've given the Psalms or the scriptures that's related to those first 5 words. Yesterday, I read them for you. Today, no, you need to read them for yourself. So, shalom. You hear many times in the Jewish community, their greeting is shalom. It could be shalom, shalom. And so, in Isaiah 9, verse 7, shalom here is the Hebrew word meaning peace, harmony, wholeness, completeness, prosperity, and welfare. I'm just giving you a little nugget so you can go in and do even a greater in-depth study to the word shalom as found in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7. Our next word for today is Saba. Saba, that's S-A-B-A. And we find Saba in Psalms 36, verse 8. Psalms 36, verse 8. I like to repeat. So those that are taking notes, you can capture and go back and be like an investigative reporter. I always like to share with my students and my listening audience, as the Holy Spirit is the revealer of all truth. The Holy Spirit is our intercessor. The Holy Spirit is our advocate. The Holy Spirit is our teacher, our guide. So Saba is the Hebrew word meaning satisfied, to be full, to have plenty, abundantly satisfied. Again, as I read that list yesterday of these words that overlap and that are related, but from a different perspective to prosperity, we see the word today, plenty and abundance. Our third word for today is power, P-O-W-E-R. As we look at Deuteronomy 8:18, and we shared even that passage of scripture yesterday, very familiar passage of scripture. Many of you know it by heart. You have memorized it. A power where the scripture said God has given you power to create wealth. And so in the Hebrew, it's the word couch or coach. Coach, but with a K, coach, K-O-A-C-H. And what that means is strength. It means wealth. It means produce. Okay? Coach. And then our next word for today. I'm taking my time with it because I want it to really resonate in your spirit that God has given you the power to create wealth. He has given you the ability, the skill to create wealth in the establishment of his covenant, which he swore with our ancestors. God changes not. He changes not. He swore by himself. He established the covenant with Abraham. God changes not. Our next word, glory, as found in Isaiah 60 and verse 1. Glory here is the Hebrew word kabod. Kabod. K-A-B-O-D. Kabod. K-A-B-O-D. B-O-D, and that means honor, riches, wealth, weight, splendor. These are all words related to prosperity from a different perspective. These are the definitions. And then our last word for today is wealth. We're going to run across this again, wealth. As found in Psalms 112, verse 3. In the Hebrew, it is the word hun, H-U-N, H-U-N, and meaning an abundance of valuable possessions or money or enough substance, wealth. 112, Psalms 112. Verse 3, hun, like hungry, home, H-U-N, abundance, possessions, money, substance. Amen, amen. So that's our teaching part for words that are related by definition to prosperity in the Hebrew. If you want to really grasp and prosper in the Psalms, beloved, you must not just be a hearer of the word, but you must be a doer of God's word. And so our Psalms verse for today is Psalms 1, verse 3. Psalms 1, verse 3. Let me repeat that again to you. Psalms 1, verse 3. And so, as the psalmist said, and he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever He does shall prosper. Whatever you do shall prosper. Amen, amen. And so, beloved, as we look at this time in these verses, 1, 2, and 3, beloved, I want to capture God's blessings results in joy. So we have been instructed that we can learn how to follow God by meditating on his word. And meditating means spending time reading and thinking about what you have read. It means asking yourself how you should change so that you're living as God wants. Knowing and meditating on God's word are the first steps toward applying it to your everyday life. And if you want to follow God more closely, you must know what he says. And that's what he spoke to us. He said, the law of the Lord, that includes all of Scripture, all of Scripture, beloved, first 5 books of Moses, the prophets, the other writings, the more we know of the whole scope of God's word, the more resources we'll have for our daily decisions, our decision making. And so there's the most simple bit of wisdom in these 2 verses, verse 2 and 3. The more we, you and I, delight in God's presence, the more fruitful we are. Let me say that again. The more time we spend in God's presence, the more we delight in being in God's presence, the more fruitful we are, the more fruit we will bear. And so, on the other hand, the more we allow the dark influences of those who ridicule God to overshadow us, the more we separate ourselves from our source of nourishment. So we must have contact with unbelievers if we are to witness to them. But we must not be influenced to join in or to imitate their behaviors. If you want desperate, spend time with sinners, scoffing sinners. But if you want joy, make friends with those who love God and love his word. That's right, beloved. Because this passage of scripture, especially verse 3, that everything I do shall prosper. So we'll be like that tree planted by water. Because that's what the scripture said. Whatsoever they do, you do, I do, shall prosper. This does not mean that we're immune from failure or difficulties, nor is it a guarantee of health, wealth, and happiness. What the scripture means by prosperity is this. I want you to tune up your ears. Hear what the word of God is speaking to your spirit, to your heart, to your mind today. See, when we apply God's word, when we apply God's wisdom to our lives, the fruit we bear will be good and receive God's approval. And so as a tree soaks up water and bears luscious fruit, we also are to soak up God's word, producing actions and plans and attitudes that honor God. So what I'm saying to you today, beloved, to achieve anything worthwhile, we must have God's word in our hearts, in our hearts. in order for us to be prosperous and to produce fruit in our lives, we must have God's word in our heart, in our spirit, in all that we do, beloved, that it will be done unto the Lord God, and to bring honor and to bring glory to him most of all. And so as we are coming to the close of today's session, prospering in the Psalms, that you would take time today, beloved, and meditate on God's word. Get it in your heart. Get it in your spirit. Confess it. Decree it. Declare it. Speak it out loud over your life, that everything I do shall prosper, that it will bring honor and glory to God. Make it a confession. Make it a decree. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Let us have a word of prayer. Father God, we just give you all honor, praise, and glory. We thank you for this time and this moment that we have gathered here on Prospering in the Psalms, oh God. Lord, I pray for every listener, oh God, that this word, oh God, will go forth and multiply in their lives 1,000 times more, oh God, that they would not just be hearers of this word, but they would be doers, that they would apply this word, oh God, that they would meditate on your word day and night as you have given us instructions, oh God, that we would not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, oh God, nor stand in the ways of sinners, oh God. But we take great delight in your law today, oh God, in your word today, oh God, that we will meditate, we will ponder, we will think upon your word day and night. Just as you told Joshua, never to let the word depart from our heart. And then we would have good success and we would prosper. We would make our way prosperous, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, for the word. We thank you for instructions today. We thank you for guidance by the Holy Spirit today, oh God, that we would obey, oh God, that we would listen unto your Holy Spirit, that our attitude, oh God, this day, oh God, would be about your word. We thank you, Lord God, for how you are blessing us through the Psalms, oh God. Over the last 3 days, oh God, let us just meditate on your word today, oh God, that you take great pleasure in the prosperity of your servant, oh God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you are sending prosperity now to us this day. We stand on this word today, oh God. We stand on your word today, oh God, that whatsoever we do shall prosper, that we would be fruitful, and that it would bring honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So, beloved, we have come to the close of today's Prospering in the Psalms. I pray that you have been blessed, you've been strengthened, inspired, encouraged, and empowered. We look forward to you being back with us tomorrow. Again, help us by getting this word out. Share it on your social media platform, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, our Blog Talk Radio. We thank you because many others will be blessed as they hear this word as well. Go to our page. We have some exciting programs and events. Our School of Wealth, our School of Mission, our School of Prayer, our School of Business and Entrepreneurship. Our school, we want to be a blessing to you in this time and season. So as we go from this place, but never from God's holy presence, may the peace of God, the love of God, the provision of God, the prosperity of God be with you. Shalom, shalom. God bless each of you.